Hello, and welcome to Espacito, the ESPA Genesis podcast. As before, as always, I am John, the inimitable games master of Espacito. You could imitate me, I'm sure there are. Just ignore that. Don't worry about it. It's fine. If you want to imitate me, go ahead, do that. Don't steal my identity. That's shit. But, you know, if you want to pretend to be me, that's cool. I always go off on a little bit of a tangent when I'm doing these, and then I get lost. And it's not like there's a lot to say. I'm just here to say hello. And there's an episode following this introduction that is definitely not why you're here. Hello. There's an episode following this introduction. The last session, I need to get less drunk on these calls because...
Incorrect.
Or more drunk. Full of 360.
We've already lost Tom.
Full of 180 is what I was trying to say. It's called something like a treat.
Right, so last session, you met with a Dendu politician who shared lots of information with you about Zamaron, what's happening in the wider Sorain arc. You met a doctor, Dr. Ritchie, who was able to explain a little bit more about the way the Zamaron work. And you were offered help by the Dendu, which you chose to decline. Instead, you decided to set off towards the Galactic Core to meet up with the Infinity Core. But Dr. Ritchie was sent along to join you as some intelligent support. So you set off from the Dendu system, escorted by a number of Dendu ships up to the border of their space. And then you begin the journey towards the Galactic Core. The Core, just so you're aware, is a place that both HUD and Dora have been to numerous times, though you've seen quite different aspects of it. HUD, as a member of the Infinity Core Special Forces, you have largely seen it out the window of Infinity Core cruisers on diplomatic duty. There are a few times when you've visited the planet of Silrain Prime, which is a lush, peaceful planet that is widely regarded as the capital of the galaxy. Dora, you've never set foot on Sorain Prime. Most of your time in the Core was spent on the Bastion, which is a colossal city ship in orbit of Sorain Prime. The Bastion is usually frequented by many different types of people from across the galaxy, but you mostly experienced the docks where work can be found for people with specific or not so specific talents. As your journey continues and you make your way towards the Core, both Dora and Duma separately receive private text-only messages.
I'm getting an SMS.
You're getting an SMS, yes. Well, it's encoded at both ends for your security.
A WhatsApp.
It's a WhatsApp. But if anyone else that were to join your conversation, they'd be able to see contact details for everyone in there. So it's probably best to keep it between you and whoever is messaging you.
That's a safeguarding risk that we'd need to mitigate if there's any young people on board.
Yes, it is. That is a safeguarding risk you would need to mitigate.
Something space GDPR.
If you could potentially introduce some sort of an online Silrain intergalactic matrix safeguarding policy for use when miners are aboard your vessel, that would be really great. I'd love it if you could send me a copy of that.
I'm a dwarf. There's always miners on my vessel.
Oh, you beat me to it, you piece of shit.
I'm glad you were going to make that joke, because I was going to make an entirely different one.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that was good. I love it. Thanks for that, Tom.
Can I go now?
We're done, all right. Esposito Season 2 wrapped up.
We did it, boys.
So Dora, your message reads, "My dear Dora, congratulations on retaking the Rose. I always knew you would, and it's always important to me to have an asset with a ship. Your course towards the Galactic Core intrigues me. If you feel you can trust me with your intent, I would be delighted to know why you have chosen that as your destination. Bear in mind that this is an unsafe region at present, especially for individuals of a clandestine nature. Tread carefully, and please bear in mind, not everyone is in control of their own fate. I'd hate for you to lose the Rose so soon after regaining. And then the signature line is just PFF.
God, what's his name again? Patrick Flanagan or something.
It was Phileas Flim Flam.
Phileas Flim Flam, yes, of course.
Dumas, yours reads, "My, my, you've come a long way from the retired chemistry teacher I first met. I suppose you're less likely to be selling items on the black market so frequently. Rear Admiral, Order of the Sifri, first dwarf to visit Dendersar, and now off on your merry way to the Galactic Core, where no dwarf has gone before. Pay close attention and please watch your step. This is not a safe time to be playing politics, especially not in the Core. The ground is shifting and it is impossible to predict where the pieces will fall." And yours is signed ST.
I have no idea who that is.
Were you...
1471, and I press call.
That's not how it works.
it's just beeping at me.
Yeah, it's just one long beep. You do have a contact in the underworld of Under Galaxy. You got a contact in the black market as part of your background or part of your class?
Yes, yeah. My back, yeah.
So this is them. You have spoken with them a couple of times, but you don't necessarily know their name. You're not quite as flamboyant in your interactions as Dora is.
It was a necessary few transactions.
So that's who this is.
Can I text back?
Yeah, sure.
"You've got me at a loss. LOL. Panda emoji. Don't know how to contact you. But my past is past. And I don't feed. No, no, delete that. Need you to. Need you to bring it up. If you need out, just let me know, plain and simple. LOL, lots of love, do math."
I like how you used it in both instances there.
No. Back,
full
back,
on
back.
Grandma text.
Back. D. Aye, then it's secret. You shouldn't give me first name on the telephone. They could be doing that phishing. I like how I have a +9 in computers.
But you can't figure out text.
But
Silver Surfer.
Now, I'm curious. Does Dumas think that LOL means laugh out loud or lots of love?
It seems to be both.
Both. Either. It's the internet. The internet is a fluid construct.
All right. You don't get a response to that.
I'll text old Phineas Flim Flam as well.
Mm-hmm.
"Hello, PFF, my BFF. How's Tings? It would be great to meet for a drink on the Bastion, if you've got some time, matey. You might like to learn some stuff for a price, of course. Winky face, sticky out tongue face, aubergine. Kiss, kiss, exclamation mark. Yours truly, Dizzle."
All right, you do receive a response to that, which is very short, and it just says, "Hello, Dora. As you know, I don't tend to meet in person. Information can be exchanged, as can cubes via the sim. So, no, I won't be meeting you for a drink on the Bastion. PFF."
And I just quickly reply, just with one emoji, quite simply, clown face emoji.
Okay. There were so many ways that could have gone.
Just another aubergine.
Well, that was kind of what I expected.
Yeah, I do. I overused that one.
These people are being very rude, don't you think? We come to a new world and they spend all this time on their phones. I mean, Dumas has been typing for a good 40 minutes. How long can this message be?
Had sort of like waves through like a cloud of cigarette smoke because he's about halfway through his fifth cigarette that he's chain smoked while everyone's typing. It's, yeah, really, really rude. Can't believe these people.
Does anyone have 5 qubits? My phone's out of credit.
I thought you were getting a message from your long-lost uncle in Ondus.
Like an Ondusian prince.
He's got a fortune, and all he needs is 100 credits, 100 cubles. Why don't we just call it credits? 100 cubles to free up the funds, and then you'll be able to inherit 2 million.
Damn these Space Nigerian princes.
Let's go to Space Nigeria next. That sounds like a great place to go.
Yes.
We go to Space Nigeria.
You did go to Space Nigeria. Also known as Nigeria.
Also known as Nigeria, but in the future.
Oh, okay. So it's not like detached and gone somewhere else.
I'm talking about the planet of Space Nigeria.
Yes, that was actually that was lost a long time ago.
Is that another dwarf planet?
No, it was lost in the Right Move Wars.
Oh no! Wait! You went to Kenya. You didn't go to Kenya.
Oh no!
You went to Kenya. You spent about 4 episodes in Kenya.
That's right. Anyway, your journey to the galactic core continues. It takes a few days. You exit the jump into the core, arriving just beyond the crucible itself. Remembering, of course, everyone, that the crucibles are giant domes that are the source of saurium scattered throughout the arc. And that's how you travel very quickly.
Like Mass Effect, but legally distinct.
Yes, legally distinct from Mass Effect.
It's okay, I'm cutting that out.
It's right, we're fine. We're legally watertight. It's okay.
We're referencing the core manual. This isn't our fault.
Yeah.
This is Alligator Alley. Yeah.
We're the logical consequence of intellectual property theft. Not that there has been any.
But hypothetically, we would be.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, we would be, yes.
Yeah.
So, you exit the jump into the core, arriving just beyond the crucible. And the number of ships that you can see ahead of you, and looking at the scanners, they just sort of light up with activity. There are corvettes, cruisers, and dreadnoughts of varying designs. Most of these ships, looking at them, seem to be from various different military powers. Hadandora, you can fairly easily make out. There's a Promethean fleet, there's a Valna, a Kesh, a Matakai fleet, all sort of standing off from each other in proximity of Silrain Prime. At first, you can't see the Infinity Core, but Had, as you lean forward and arch your neck, you look around and you can see there is an enormous fleet of Infinity Core ships between yourselves and the Crucible. And immediately, both ships get a flurry of incoming communications from most of the fleets in the system. The effect is you receive a sort of garbled transmission as everyone races to make contact with the new arrivals in the core. The clearest message you receive is from the Infinity Core fleet, but there are lots of people trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, crap. We should have seen this coming, boys. Let me see if I can deal with this for a second.
Why did I promise to be like an ambassador?
No.
I could dress up.
It's okay, Dora. We just sit back and feel like the prettiest girls at the ball. Everyone wants to speak to us.
They must be ready to tackle Dora. I mean it.
Rebook, are you a girl or are you speaking metaphorically?
Yeah, we never asked. Rebook, what's going on?
I would not like to say right now.
All right, cool. Not my business. I'm going to try and do an all-bands reply, like a, you know, highlight, select all reply equivalent.
All languages, including Welsh.
Yep. Google Translate everything.
Wow, that's going to come back awkwardly, isn't it?
Yeah. Me fail English? That's impossible. Yeah, I hit reply all and I say, attention all ships, this is the HMS Dendu ship in convoy with the Golden Rose. And then I give my Infinity Core serial number, my old one, and I say, we are standing down all weapons, we mean no harm, we are here on a diplomatic mission carrying precious cargo. Please move into a holding pattern and direct us into port.
He called me precious cargo. Did you hear that, guys?
Prettiest girl at ball.
Wait, Rebook, we're going to have to speak about this later.
I'm just going to say, just leave the man's pronouns out of this.
Well, that was unfortunate because you could leave the man's pronouns.
I know what I said.
Leave the gender's pronouns out of this.
Right, okay, it's time for the gender sensitivity episode.
Oh no. I already failed this once.
You're damn right you did. You're lucky we invited you back.
Give me a second. I'm just going to wash out my wine glass and fill it up with whiskey.
Nice.
Classy.
It's your flavor.
That'll make me more sensitive.
So, hard after you send that message, there is a moment of silence that lasts a little bit longer than you would expect it to. And because you know something about the politics of the Galactic Core, you are aware that the Matakai and the Valna originates from the Core, and that Silrain Prime operates as the capital of the galaxy, and the Bastion is home to an organization called the Conclave, who are more or less like the UN, and they kind of control the space in the Galactic Core, as well as operating throughout the galaxy.
Well, they can't be like the UN if they actually do something.
Well, I didn't say they do effective things. They go and stand by and watch a conflict play out. What? No. So you are a little surprised when the response to you comes in as this. Private Head Narajan, Special Forces, it says here you are retired. Please state your business. And looking at the transponder for where that signal came from, this is the Infinity Corps fleet contacting you, rather than the Bastion, the Conclave, or anyone that you would usually expect to take command of the situation.
I respond and I say, I'm operating on a highly sensitive diplomatic mission on operation from Dendu High Command. Please, can I ask who I am speaking to?
This is flight control of the Infinity Corps vessel, the Sao Paulo.
With all due respect, officer, I am only cleared to give the details of my mission to a higher authority. I need to make contact with the Conclave. It's regarding the Zamorin invasions.
Negative. As you are retired Infinity Corps personnel, this is a Infinity Corps business.
While this is happening, can I send a text to old Phineas Flimflam, just saying, any way of getting through this blockade and getting through to the Bastion, matey, for an old friend? The letter 3, equal sign, capital D, hyphen.
Don't know what I was expecting.
More aubergine emojis. Give me that extra mile.
Went old school. Went Nokia 5210 on us.
Sorry. And then open brackets, space, line, vertical line, space, close brackets.
Are you done?
I think John's still trying to decipher what you've written.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Like, are you really, really old, John? Or are you really, really young? Pick one.
Why do you type it into your computer?
I think I stopped listening. Hang on. Give me a sec. Right, go.
Number 3.
No, I know the balls one. I got that. The penis one. It was the second
bit. You had me a balls, but you lost me after that point.
Open brackets, space, vertical line, space, close brackets.
Oh, is that... Okay. Oh, fuck you.
No.
Oh, you. God. Stop encouraging him.
That's the point.
Guys, I think my phone's broke. It's just sending all these symbols.
It's just a box with a question mark inside.
It's just bloody nonsense. I think my translator's playing up.
This person's clearly bad at coding.
Looks fine to me.
Fuck. Right. Okay.
So yeah, John, can I you know the lore skill? Can I use that to try and dig up an obscure piece of military lore that I might know? Allow me to kind of sort of like override this guy and claim an ad hoc sort of like reinstallation of my special forces status so I can kind of overrule him on this. Would that be possible?
So you want to reinstate your...
Basically just sort of like do the equivalent of just screaming you can't handle the truth, like at, in that one movie where those soldiers were on trial.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I love how it was that last bit that sold you.
Yeah, yeah. I was sold a couple of sentences before, but that was my first time to interject.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a 12.
So you're trying to think of this. You're not just trying to talk through it.
I'm trying to see if I remember anything, like legit. In which case, if I can't, then I will try and lie.
No, so you can't think of anything specifically that would be, like, obscure, but you are aware that as you chose to retire, so you are able to re-enlist fairly quickly.
Just fill out this simple form online.
All right, then. In that case, can I try and do an intimidation check? I'm basically going to say, I'm going to have to try and, like, re-balls my way through this. Don't you sass me, boy. I've been fighting war since you were in short trousers. I've re-enlisted. I'm here to help. I'm packing heat. I know what the lady's like. I've got it right here. So let me through. Let me in. Check out these stripes. Let's go home, boy.
Right. You don't need to roll an intimidation check for that. The response you get back is, Roger that, Private Hedderogen. I will expedite your re-enlistment. I'm going to need a second to run this up the flagpole and see what comes back down.
That's more like it. I kill the fiend. I go, okay, guys, I may have just re-enlisted in the army. I really didn't want to do that. Go with this. We may need to run this blockade if I fuck up slightly more. Just, you know, FYI.
Does that mean you have to bloody dress up? I wanted to dress up. Now you're playing a part. I wanted to play a part. I was going to be a diplomat from...
After about half an hour of radio silence, the comms on the HMS Dendu ship crackles to life and a message comes through. Private Hedderogen, this is flight control of the Infinity Corps vessel, the Sao Paulo. You are welcome to dock. Admiral Korchev and his staff have arranged a briefing with you and your crew.
Wait, what? Okay, sorry. Not mettering here.
That's acknowledged. Moving in. Please be advised. And then I end the call. I was like, oh, crap. We're going to be hands-on with the Admiral boys. I've never met him before, but from what I've heard, he's kind of a hard ass. But just try and be nice. I know it's a bit rich me saying that after kind of dealing with the Dendu, but yeah.
Are we all in the army now?
Just me. Just me. God damn it.
I mean, I'm a rear admiral of the Dwarven Army, for what that's worth.
It's very true.
It's still a career. I'm knighted and have no job, so like many people in that position.
Just to clarify, these are navies, not armies.
In the Navy.
In the Navy.
I can enlist you now, if you want, Reboot. You can be me. Actually, I don't really know the ranks, to be honest.
You could be an adjutant.
I thought Reboot was my second mate.
Or a yeoman.
Why can't I be both? Why must I be put into boxes?
Because that's what society wants, Reboot.
And that's where I sleep, yes.
Have you never read a book about the military?
Yeah, they're very big on like things going in places.
Anyway, the Golden Rose has more vents, so you wouldn't be able to sleep on the Dendu ship.
I'll stick with vents then.
We have vents.
Don't make me choose.
Venting your frustrations, maybe.
I see what you did there.
To be fair, no one has tried to kill me on HMS Dendu's ship so far.
That's true.
And that's not fun, is it? Bloody hell.
It was exhilarating. I nearly died.
Right? Doesn't it make you feel more alive?
It made me feel close to death.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just to clarify, HMS Dendu ship is heading in towards the Sao Paulo. It's the Golden Rose as well.
Let's keep this caravan of love going.
Yeah, let's convoy over. Do we need to announce?
No, the assumption is that both ships arrived. They assumed you were flying in convoy because Hud specifically said that you were flying in convoy. But, you know, as you're not bound to that, I thought I'd give you the option if you didn't want to. But
I mean, so we're going towards the Infinity Corps rather than the Bastion at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, we'll do this first. Yeah, we'll head over to the Bastion at some point. I think they probably have some nice little gizmos and gadgets for us to buy.
You'd think, but that may or may not have been decided yet. Don't look around the corner. As you approach the Sao Paulo, an enormous ship in gunmetal and grain, you are flanked by two small fighters. Flight control on Sao Paulo sends a request to both ships to take control of navigation and guide the ships into docking ports on the side of the ship. The request kind of pops up for both HUD and Darren to see. Darren, seeing this, turns the door and says, they want to have control to guide us into a dock. Captain, are you... Should I press accept, or would you prefer I press block?
Well, Darren, you know what? I can't do everything for you, mate. Just make a decision. Jesus.
And Darren looks at his keyboard, and you can see this flash of indecision cross his face. He doesn't know what to do. You can see sweat starts to pool on his brow and drip down, and he's just moving his finger between two visible buttons, Y and N. He doesn't know where to go with it. He hovers over N.
I come and put my hand on his back after he's done that, and I'm saying, you'll always be my number one pilot. I was just joking with you. Have some tequila from my private stash.
And when you touch his back, it is like flop sweat damp. It is disgusting.
Mate, maybe when we get to port, you take a shower.
He nods wearily as you hand him a glass of tequila. He doesn't drink it. He just clutches it to his chest. I don't know why I decided to do this. This was fun, though. Darren does not do well with decision-making, apparently.
Great for a pilot, then.
Just what we need in my position.
So both ships dock, and you disembark and step in through airlock. When Dora and your crew step off, who is leaving? Is literally everyone coming, or are you leaving anyone on the ships? Bear in mind, you've got Belchrov, Jimmo, Darren, and Todd as well.
Darren can come with, and Jimmo and Todd can stay and look after the ship.
Beltroff's like the only one I would trust, so I would ask Beltroff to stay out of those ones.
Do we trust Todd, or do we want Todd with us in case things go south?
Odd Breaking Bad Todd. Yeah, okay. Let's take Todd and Darren. Jimmo can handle the ship himself. I don't think Jimmo can fly. I'm just thinking about people that will betray me, and I feel as though Darren will probably betray me at some point. Even though now he is a weak, sweaty man.
Sweaty, yeah. Darren.
Racked by indecision.
I mean, if you think about it, he was never a particularly strong character. Like, he didn't surrender or change sides. He just lost and didn't fight back.
Yeah, but he fought to the end. Whereas Todd, never trust Todd. Okay, yeah, good point. Good point, primary mate. We'll be taking Todd and Darren. Jimmo can look after the ship because he's fucking hard as nails.
And Jimmo, you can just see, like, got this massive grin on his face. He was pulling out his great sword. And then you see that he's staying on the ship, and he sort of nods, puts away his sword, covers it back up, locks the case over the top of it, and just sits down on it and puts his head in his hands.
So many layers of security.
Jimmo, it doesn't mean that there's not going to be any issues. Stay alert. If somebody fucks with you, just fucking kill them. But only if they fuck with you.
And his eyebrows sort of lift. Eyebrows? He's a lizard. He doesn't have eyebrows.
No, give him eyebrows. Yeah. It makes him even more terrifying. I can't think of anything worse than an anthropomorphized Komodo dragon with really bushy eyebrows and a great sword.
Yeah. And a soul patch.
Yeah.
And a fedora.
Milady. Milizard.
He didn't grow those, he took them from victims.
Yeah, he just sticks them on. He raises his eyebrows, which is an elaborate event because he has to sort of remove them, reapply glue and stick them slightly higher. And then he widens his eyes and grins a little bit, and he unbuckles the case and pulls the greatsword out and sits there watching the door.
I like.
Oh, I'm imagining like Milhouse's eyebrows.
All right, cool. So you disembark, and Dora, Rebook, Todd and Darren are greeted by a couple of fairly lightly armed guards who nod at you as you come out and step aside. Hud, you disembark, stepping through the airlock, and you're greeted by a familiar face. This is Imran Rashid, better known to you as Doc, and he is waiting for you with a half grin that sort of creeps across his face. And he cocks his eyebrow and says, "Well, Hud, you son of a bitch. I didn't expect to see your sorry ass crawling back to the Infinity Corps anytime soon. With a pirate, no less. Maybe I finally get to throw some chains around your dainty little wrist."
I just want to, like, really quickly to try and look at his arm and see if I can see from his sort of rank insignia what rank he is at this point.
Yeah, he is a Rear Admiral.
Right. I stand to attention and I focus at a point just over his shoulder in the middle distance. I snap a really crisp salute and I say, "What are you doing in your spare time? Isn't my business, Rear Admiral, sir."
Just so you know as well, the way that the ranks go is Rear Admiral, then Admiral, then Vice Admiral, then Fleet Admiral.
Grand Poobah.
Then Grand Poobah. His eyes narrow at you and then he looks over your shoulder and he sees Dumas disembarking the ship. And then he turns back to you and says, "And what do we have here? Some sort of mutant? You've been fishing around in the seas again, trying to find your parents."
At this point, I lock eyes with Doc and I say, "Please allow me to introduce Rear Admiral Dumas Caraban of the planet Anenda. He is here on a diplomatic mission to engage with a range of military forces from the Ark in order to protect his people and engage with the Silverian Alliance in order to defend and repel against the Zamorin invasion, sir."
"And who's this lanky streak of piss?"
"That's Doc. Don't mind him, sir."
As you say this, and he looks at Dumas, the grin slowly fades from his face and his expression drops to completely neutral with a bit of a glare and his features sort of harden and set. And then he steps back and says, "Ignoring you now, Hud, just talking to Dumas, I apologize sincerely."
"Ah, I see that you do."
"Please bear with me one moment." And he takes a step back and moves a few feet away. And you see him press his hand to his ear and says a few words. And then he comes back and says, "If you will please allow me to escort you to see Admiral Korchev at once."
"Were you just talking to your hand?"
He looks at Dora kind of quizzically and then looks away and turns to Dumas and says, "If you'll follow me, sir."
"What's your name?"
"I am Admiral Imran Rashid."
"I was talking to him. Doc, what's your actual name?"
That's him.
"Is that Imran Rashid or those two people?"
"No, they're the same person."
"All right."
He looks confused. "Yes, Admiral Imran Rashid."
"Yeah. Right, on you go."
"I think you meant your hand."
Looks again at Dora.
"This has got confusing due to my misunderstanding. I do apologise."
"Not to worry."
"Not to you."
"Oh, who do?"
"To the listeners."
I just bend down to his hand by his side and I say, "My name's Dora. What's your name?"
"You can tidy this up right, Tom."
"It was fine a while ago, but now all the apologies are out. It's funnier if I leave it in."
"I thought there were two people."
Pulls a little hand sanitizer out of his pocket and cleans his hands. Let's go and see Admiral Korchev, shall we?"
"Lead on."
Right, so he leads you along a fairly long corridor to a lift that takes you up a few floors. You disembark into an enormous room with a long conference table that's just polished black glass. And you've got windows all along the side of the wall that give you a wonderful view of the Crucible. And stood a few feet away from you, just outside the lift, is Vice Admiral Korchev, who is in an immaculate uniform. His hair is almost completely white, peppered with spots of grey. He's got a thick moustache, same colouring. And despite his fairly obvious age of around mid-70s, he still looks incredibly strong and healthy with sort of sharp, focused eyes. Hello, my name is Admiral Vimas Kotchev. I speak for the Infinity Corps forces stationed in the Galactic Corps. It is an honor to meet you. Rear Admiral Kotevan.
Aye, pleasure to meet you, sir. I thank you for your hospitality.
Not at all. These are unusual times and unexpected circumstances for a first contact incident. Please, may I invite you to join me for some refreshment? And if preferable to you, I would dispose with the usual pageantry and discuss with you the reason for your sudden arrival aboard Edendo ship with a human pilot, Infinity Corp private, had any looks. His gaze sort of falters a little bit, and he looks up at Doc, who says, "Had Narajan, sir." Yes.
It's rather unusual circumstances that we find ourselves in, but unusual times merit unusual measures, I'm sure you'll agree. This Wood, I've not known him too long, but he seems to me a capable soldier and a fairly loyal companion. He's seen a lot of us through some fairly auspicious times, and frankly, he saved a lot of dwarven lives on my own planet, so me and my people are indebted to him in our own way. Ud, come here.
I step forward. I'm still at, like, parade attention. I don't look the Admiral directly in the eye. I'm doing the same sort of, like, staring just over his shoulder into the middle distance.
I've never seen you so erect, Hud.
I try really hard not to punch Dora in the presence of the Rear Admiral.
Given the circumstances we find ourselves in, I wouldn't think to be giving someone part of your military an order, so could I request that we allow this fine gentleman to be at ease for the remainder of the conversation?
Yes, of course.
I stand at ease.
All right, Todd, back me up. We've got a story to tell.
Of course, Admiral. As the good Admiral said, myself, the Eldora you can see here, and a group of others were engaged as part of a private mercantile mission. We were employed to protect a shipment from a mine on the planet Unenda. When we arrived, we were carrying out the mission as stated until we realized that the planet was under attack. Zamorin forces had managed to take over elements of our team in ways that I'm sure if you've been at war with the Zamorin in various locations, you'll know how they operate. They engaged with, for lack of a better word, sleeper cells. We were forced to do combat with them. We lost the majority of our team to this, at which point we discovered Rebook, then doing a sort of gesture over to Rebook. We later realized that the entire planet was under attack, at which point we were able to regroup. We managed to fight our way back off planet, at which point we realized that civilians were still trapped. We then returned to the surface, encountered a pocket of dwarven resistance. We managed to liberate as many of them and as many civilians as was possible and extricate them from the planet. As of now, the rest of the dwarf forces are in space, operating at, I think it's, and I turn to Dumas as I say this, I think a tenth of their overall population. They've suffered the hands of the Zamorin and effective genocide of their people. They're now fleet-based and without friends and without allies, and they require your help. We've already approached the Dendu, and we've attempted to engage their help, but we've understood that the Zamorin have also attacked various planets in the outer rim of the Silverane Arc, including Earth, at which point we decided to come here.
Cards on the table as well, Admiral. My people have a fraught history with the Dendu, and politically speaking, it'd be a tough sell to have Dendu troops on the surface of my planet again.
I nod to Dumas as he says this, and I say, with that said, I think that the dwarves may be better disposed to human support, or perhaps Promethean, Balna, Matakai, Eldorai, if needs be. But we do have a plan. We have received information from the Dendu on the Zamorin, and we believe that they are operating through a hive mind. We are going to attempt to capture one of their ships or asteroids and work out navigation coordinates to their homeworld so that we can strike back at their hive mind with the aim of crippling their invasion force. Sir.
Like, Kotchev is looking at you all, shocked and surprised at everything you've just said. That is a detailed report, Private. Shall we discuss matters further? I feel that you should know about the current situation in the Ark.
Yes, sir. I look at Dumas, and I sort of mutter to him, trying to take a seat.
Yeah, I'll park myself for a while.
There was the mention of refreshments.
Yes, we have some wonderful coffee from Kenya. Space Kenya.
Is it Space Kenyan Irish coffee?
There's so many things wrong with that sentence.
I grab Dora by the shoulders and I turn to the Admiral and say, Eldorai humor, sir, it doesn't really translate. And I push Dora into a seat.
Admiral Rashid, would you like to join us? Yes, I would be delighted, sir. And Vice Admiral Korchev and Admiral Rashid, take a seat on the table with you. The situation as you have described, although it sounds more severe for the dwarven people, is one that has been experienced across the Ark. The core, as you may have seen, is now packed with fleets that have convened here to gather strength and plan for next steps. However, the last 50 years of tensions since the Shattered Tower incident have meant that all of the core has become something of a tinderbox. Given that every major player has seen their own side turn against them during the invasions, no one now trusts anyone else, including the Infinity Corps. We have had to tighten our borders, if you will. There are a lot of guns pointed in a lot of directions out there right now.
I've used the app Tinderbox. It's very good. I swipe right constantly.
Dora, there's a time and a place.
Admiral, is your pirate friend cheating on me?
To be honest, friend's a stretch, and I don't really know what she's doing at any point. She's useful in a fight, but I don't really know much more about her, to be honest.
I was just empathizing with your clear sex addiction, Admiral.
He looks up at you, locks eyes with you, and says, swipe left.
Ah, so you do use it. Ha ha ha! I like him.
I sort of lean forward and I say, it's best to tune her out, sir.
I'm beginning to understand this. So, in terms of support for the Dwarven people, whilst I am not saying it is withheld, I am saying it is a tricky situation.
Aye, it is. I've heard genocide be described as a tricky situation and somewhat worse in me time.
That is, I was not describing the situation that has occurred to your people. I was more describing our own ability to provide support in this situation, as we have similarly lost our homeworld.
Aye, and we can help each other, quid pro quo, as it were. We're a good bunch of fighters, we were just taken by surprise. If we can band together, we can rid the galaxy of Zamaron for both of us.
Yes, I understand this. However, banding together is a difficult part of this. The galactic politics at present are sticky, to say the least.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at it this way. What's the major hurdle for this? Because, to be honest, we need your help.
It seems there are bigger threats than which faction is fighting which faction when we are being attacked by bug people from out of space.
Convincing everyone of this is... For example, humanity and Prometheans have a colored past. It is complicated and full of conflict. Convincing these two sides in a state of emergency that they must rely on each other is not an easy thing to do.
Well, let's deal with the Promethean thing in a minute. What's the issue for the humans?
To be honest, the issue for humanity is exacerbated by the fact that our entire command structure has been decimated.
Well, take some bloody initiative, lad.
Whilst I appreciate that you are a visiting Rear Admiral and this is a first contact situation, I believe that a little more respect for internal politics would be necessary.
With all due respect, Admiral, I believe, and I say this is just a old ex-frontline soldier, I understand that there are contingencies in place for the breakdown of at the very least, Infinity Core command structures in the case of a catastrophic event such as this. Why aren't those being followed, if they're not?
They are being followed. I am currently acting as Fleet Admiral for the Infinity Corps. However, I must also respond to and report to humanity's governing body, and I have responsibilities towards the Galactic Arc. I have responsibilities towards the Conclave. It is not a simple matter of, I can say where my ships go.
Stanza, with all due respect, though, I may have a solution. Considering that what we're proposing is, at the very first instance, strictly a military exercise in terms of both support for the Dwarven peoples of Anenda as our own mission to strike back at the Zamaron, fall under your remit, correct?
This is not a simple yes-no answer. Well, yes, lending military support is a military matter. Lending military support of a foreign power, especially one that is unknown, is a political matter.
Understood, sir. What if we could leverage this military situation to perhaps broker at least a temporary understanding between the other militaries in the area? If we can convince them that we've got a solid plan for striking back against the Zamaron, then at least that might be able to force some cooperation between disparate groups, which may make things easier on the political front for you, which will in turn allow the political types back home on Earth or wherever they may be, and among the other, you know, Silverane Arc participants, be able to, you know, have some breathing space where they could look at the Dwarven situation, maybe.
He says, Doc leans in and whispers something to Korchev. And he sort of waves him away. He says, yes, about this plan you had for disabling or weakening the invasion forces, can you provide more detail?
Our plan is basically to sneak onto a Zamaron ship, grab the coordinates back to the homeworld, use I forget what the technical term was, but kind of a rift in space. The Dendu have discovered that the Zamaron used to go from system to system. Track their route back through that, get to the homeworld, and take down the hive mind that appears to be controlling the rest of the Zamaron.
I forgot. Did you take Dr. Ritchie?
Oh, yeah, we did. Ritchie!
Actually, I just like to point out that you don't need to board a hive ship in order to take the nav coordinates. You just need any nav computer from a Zamaron ship, any Zamaron ship. Hello, Admiral, by the way. Any Zamaron ship will help you navigate a rift that could potentially take you back. You could follow the coordinates. It could take you to the Zamaron homeworld. Now, it's likely that the best way to do this is to use... say, for example, you take a ship in the Unenda system, the Dwarven system, as it were. The nav computer from that ship would very easily take you through a rift that they used to... attack the Unenda system. Similarly, in the Sol system, as it were, the human system, as you know, a nav computer from a ship in that system would very easily, or more likely, but most likely easily, take you through a rift that they used to invade the Sol system itself to the Zamaron homeworld. Now, whilst it's likely that an Unenda ship could take you through the Sol rift, it would be a lot harder to extract the information. And whilst it's likely that an Unenda ship could take you through the Sol Rift, similarly, it would be a lot harder to separate the information. Now, I hope this makes sense. My name is Dr. Rich. I am the resident Dendu scientist, aware of Zamaron technologies. Hello, Admiral. Hello, Admiral. Hello, Admiral.
It's Richie. He's our expert.
Wonderful coffee. Nigerian space coffee. Delightful.
It's missing the Irish, don't you think, Richie?
Not at all. I abstain myself.
Where's he sitting?
Like three seats down from you.
Okay. At one point in this conversation, I'd like to try and slip him a bit of tequila into his drink. We can choose when. Obviously, he's looking right now.
I wondered what you were going to try and slip him then.
I've got rid of my painkillers.
With where this was going.
Yeah. At some point, I'll make you roll a sleight of hand check with disadvantage. sorry to interrupt your conversation. I just thought I'd bring in, because, you know, Private Hood here, as he is known, said about sneaking aboard a ship. And it's not necessarily you need to sneak aboard a ship. You could potentially just steal a fighter or something. You see, because they're all networked together, you see. Like, they're all one system. So you could take a part of that system and it would still have memory of the rest of the system, if you were to catch my drift. So, your plan is to steal nav computer from the Zamaron and use that to navigate a rift to the Zamaron homeworld.
That was put very eloquently, and it was quite brief in comparison to our scientific expert that waffled on for a good 3 minutes.
Yes, I feel that what he said was understood by everyone in a way, at least. And further elaboration was not, as you say, necessary. So that is your plan, yes?
Roundabout.
I would say so.
Basically.
Aye.
That's the same thing confirmed in four different ways.
Yes, I understood that to be the way that you would all... It was an affirmative from everyone.
Aye, but we all said it in different ways to really show you what a ragtag bunch we are.
Yes, and I can see that it is an unusual group of people, but you all seem to work together in a sort of unity that I respect as an onlooker and a listener.
But we are more than we are. We are yes. One.
You are more than the sum of your parts.
A gestalt, if you will.
Or metaphor for multiculturalism.
A Lion King 2 reference.
I'm trying to sneak references past Tomo in, but I can't. I thought the Lion King 2 reference might sneak past him, but no.
Who's watched Lion King 2? That's insane. So, I went very high pitched. Oh, sorry, I'm age of 75 and voice is still breaking. So, this is my thinking. Were you to succeed in your plan? Were you to hinder or cripple the Zaron invasion forces? It is likely that at that point, with little opposition, the forces of the Silver Arc may risk working together in order to rid themselves of the Zamaron so that they are more than likely able to point the guns at one another again.
And would they help the dwarves as well?
Well, I can at least put this forward to my governing body, as it were.
I feel like we would need some sort of guarantee that it won't just be the Sylvain Arc defending itself. We've come here on a mission to protect this world.
Unfortunately, a guarantee is hard to give. I can give you as much of a guarantee as a Fleet Admiral can give, which is quite a good guarantee. At the very least, special forces can be offered because, as your private here will understand, I have complete control of special forces. That is not a political group. That is entirely a military group.
I understand. We must collect forces from several different worlds across several campaigns, and then in the end it all boils down to us pressing one of three buttons.
No, it is not. We are not directly referencing the Mass Effect trilogy, although that was something of a misstep, I believe, by BioWare. No, you also must play the online game in order to fully build your strength, in order to select one of those three options in a slightly more exciting way. No, what I'm saying is that I can at the very least guarantee special forces cooperation and support. I will endeavor, whilst you are enacting your heroic attempt to disable the Zamaron fleet, I can push the agenda of providing support for the Dwarven people. I believe, with enough pressure, this could be provided.
Also, as well, if you could offer any special forces, I'm building a crew, so to speak, and I have my primary mate, and I point to Rebook, and some a great pilot and a couple of fantastic mates. But, you know, the Golden Rose, my ship, it could do with two or three more crew. So if there's anybody you could add to the roster, they would be welcome. And obviously, this is Save the Galaxy kind of shit, you know, Fleet Admiral. So, you know, don't skimp.
I sort of blink at Dora for her wild request. I sort of turn back to Admiral Corto and I say, with all due respect, sir, while I appreciate the offer for special forces from the Infinity Corps, I feel like it may be better from a political and a military standpoint to gain a commitment from the other forces in the Ark as well, considering it will be a joint military effort to support the Dwarfs of Anenda.
He turns to you and he just locks eyes with you and says, with all due respect, Private, I do not believe you understand what the word respect means. And then he turns back to Dumas and says, I will do my best to push this cause politically within the Infinity Corps and humanity and with other civilizations within the Ark. I cannot make any guarantees, but I can pass on the message. And with my government's support, with the addendum that the Infinity Corps will be lending its strength to this support.
We've come a long way, Admiral Korchev. If there's aught you can do, it'd be much appreciated by the dwarves. And also, I would like to add that we don't forget our friends. I say that we don't have any, because we've been fairly isolationist, but that definitely means we don't forget them, because we've not had any friends for longer than 3 weeks. What I'm trying to say, I guess, is that if you're there for us, we'll be there for you.
That is a convoluted but appreciated sentiment.
I may be an admiral, but I'm not a diplomat. I'm not built for the back and forth of verbal sparring, if you will.
Yes, that was unclear to me before, but now that you have pointed out, it makes sense.
Fleet Admiral, just one more thing. Obviously, the first thing still stands, if you can spare some soldiers for the crew. Well, come on. Number two, are there any Eldori fleets in the Corps at the moment?
Furrows his brow a bit and says, no, the Eldori have not arrived in the system.
Great news. Let's have a drink.
That was not the response I expected. Why is this, do you ask?
Well, you know, I'm just glad that they've not been attacked, I suppose.
Well, this is not what I said. I said the fleet was not here.
Yeah, but most of the galaxy is here because they've been attacked by the Zamaron. If they were here, they probably would have been attacked by the Zamaron, unless they've been destroyed completely. And then, of course, boo-hoo. Anyway.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't, actually. It's Dora.
Dora. So, Admiral Dumas. I can formally pledge the support, or to you it is formal, to me it is informal. I can pledge support of the special forces. You understand it must be informal because the very nature of special forces, they are not publicly assigned to support. But for you, they are there.
That's appreciated. Now, forgive me for asking, because I only ask because I'm unfamiliar with your planet and your capabilities and whatnot, but what level of support does these special forces bring?
It will be at least 50 ships.
Better than a kick in the teeth?
Very well-equipped ships and very well-crewed ships.
I very much appreciate it, Admiral. You have me thanks, and we won't forget this. I'll make sure that Dwarven High Command knows of your help.
Now, in terms of your separate mission, I can provide you with the coordinates for the rift that was used to invade the Sol system. At the time that the invasion occurred, it was on the dark side of the second planet in the system, Venus. There are some crashed Zamaron fighters, possibly on Earth's moon or on Mars. There are also Zamaron patrols that you could potentially hijack. So there is resources to collect, as your scientist friend here says, nav computers and use them to traverse the Venus Rift. That is information I can share. I don't know if there's anything else I can offer to you in this situation.
I mean, that all sounds like good intel to us.
At this point, can I use tricky fingers to try and pour some tequila into Dr. Richie's coffee?
All right, describe how you're doing this, because remember, like, three or four seats down from you.
Yeah, so I'm using tricky fingers, which is like mage hand.
Yeah.
But in space.
And invisible.
It goes underneath the table with my tequila bottle.
The full bottle.
No, it's Dora. It's probably like three quarters drunk already.
Yeah.
Yeah, hip flask, I suppose. And then it crawls up the other side of Richie whilst he's looking at Korchev speaking and attempts to pour it into his glass.
All right. You don't have disadvantage on this. Just do sleight of hand.
Excellent. 16.
Yeah, that works.
And I quickly whip it back round to me and pour a bit of my own coffee. And I go, cheers, Fleet Admiral Korchev. You've been very hospitable. And this space Nigerian Irish coffee is to you.
It is not Irish Nigerian coffee. It is just space.
It's to you.
Gentlemen, this has been a enlightening, interesting...
At the mention of gentlemen, I just look over at Reboot to see his reaction.
It's entirely neutral.
Run an insight check.
What, me?
Yeah.
10.
It's entirely neutral. This has been a pleasure to meet you, Rear Admiral of the Dwarven people. And I sincerely hope that together we can rid this galaxy of the Zabaron plague and hopefully reunite the Silvered Ark and welcome you as equal members of the Ark. This is my sincere hope.
And we also think those things and hope for those things. Right, guys?
Hey.
Can I also do an insight check on Korchev?
Yes.
I rolled a 15 on that.
He seems willing to help. Are you doing this just across the entire conversation?
Yeah.
So he seems willing to help. He seems less sincere about his desire to reunite all the powers of the Ark. But overall, he seems like he would like to help you. He would be very happy to support you in weakening the Zamorin forces so that they can be destroyed throughout the rest of the Ark.
I give him a wry smile and, again, raise my glass to him.
You get the impression that there's something off. There's something that doesn't seem quite right, and you're not sure if you're getting that from him or if you're getting that from Doc sat next to him, or maybe you're getting it from both. There's something fairly unsaid, and actually the point you pick up most is when you were talking about the Eldorai and that whole conversation about who you were and where the Eldorai were.
Hmm.
Like it just feels like there was something unsaid there that could have been said.
Right. What's the plan of action? What next?
This, I believe, is up to you. You are welcome to use the Crucible to access the Soul System and from there enact your plan to steal a nav computer and traverse the rift.
Well, may Admiral, how far have the Zamorin made it into the Soul System? If they've targeted Earth specifically and maybe set up a perimeter around there, it might be safest to take Mars, or if they're, you know, focusing on the more densely populated planets, it might be smarter to take out the trash ships on the moon.
The colonies on Neptune, Saturn, and Uranus have been evacuated, as well as Earth, Mars, and Jupiter station. So, most of humanity has pulled out of the Sol system. I do have a small contingent of ships on the edge of the Sol system, keeping an eye on things as they develop. At present, it seems like they have not left Earth. So, whilst we have evacuated, Earth is the only occupied planet.
Probably makes sense to take a look on Mars then. It's far enough away from Earth, so we won't be in the thick of Zamorin forces. But we'll still be able to pick up enough information to go on, and then we'll be able to make it to the rift.
This sounds like a good idea. We want to avoid their ire as much as possible. Fleet Admiral Korchev, is there any other material support you can provide us before we head out? Anything for our ships, perhaps?
Potentially. We already detected a fairly sophisticated stealth drive aboard the HMS Dendo ship, is it called?
Yes, it is work in progress.
Yes, we've detected some sophisticated stealth gear aboard that ship. None such aboard the Golden Rose. I suppose, given the nature of your mission, this we can provide.
Thank you, Admiral. That would be most appreciated.
Bear in mind, the stealth drive remains the property of Infinity Corp. Given the Rose's reputation, as I am informed of it, this would need to be returned after the mission.
I feel like our captain could acquiesce to that.
Wait, what are they giving us? Sorry, and Dora was looking over at Dr. Ritchie at this point just to see what's happening with him.
He's not touched his coffee yet.
Yes, of course. I trust everything my primary mate agrees to.
Very good. This will be arranged and installed rapidly. We have some excellent crews aboard the Sao Paulo. If that is all, unless you have more questions for me, I believe it is best that you enact your plan and I will begin the political work of a fleet admiral that I am just becoming accustomed to, and will begin speaking with my government and with the other fleets.
I just salute and says thank you, sir.
Very good. You are, as you have stated, re-enlisted. But I am attaching you to this mission as the Infinity Corps representative. Please ensure that Infinity Corps values are upheld as much as possible, but remember you are also special forces and therefore have discretion to operate how you see fit.
Very good, sir. Thank you, sir.
And at this point, I'd like to propose a toast. I know it's only a coffee, but I think we should all drink to the advancement and the savior of the universe.
It's a bit much, Dora.
Yeah, come on, there's no time for this. Let's get rolling.
Rebook says no to drugs.
No.
Put it on a t-shirt, boys.
It's just coffee. What do you mean?
Caffeine is a drug.
It is narcotic.
We drink with our friends.
If you would like to drink, you will be drink. It is... it seems unnecessary, but if... It will mean you leave my room sooner than very well. And Korchev lifts his mug and just drains it.
I do the same. So you were also drinking the Space Nigerian Irish coffee. Fleet Admiral Korchev, wink wink.
It is simply coffee. It is. I do not know what you mean. At this point, Dr. Rich does down the last of the coffee and says, Oh my, that was a strong taste. Oh, I'll tell you what, that stuff ages well over the course of half an hour. Oh my, oh dear. Oh, certainly feel that. That's going to make you low, that is. Oh my. Yes, quite. That's the stuff. Delicious, Rear Admiral, delicious. Vice Admiral, Fleet Admiral. I forgot, I'm sorry.
Sorry, who are you again?
I'm the Dendu scientist that's been assigned to you. You know, Dr. Rich.
Do you want to go away on the ship, Dr. Rich?
I would love to, but I don't know where I'm going.
You'll find your way off your toddle.
Can I ask one of these fine gentlemen?
No, you can't. I forbid it. Off you go.
I'm going to go with Richie and walk him back to the ship.
Okay.
Richie, he's got bullied.
The problem is he keeps talking.
I tap Richie on the shoulder as he goes and I say, you did good, Richie. You did good, but maybe lay off the coffee, huh?
What do you say? Sorry, I missed it. I was too busy talking. Something that happens to me often. Sorry, you said you started talking again. Tell me what you said.
It is all right, but
now don't worry about it if I miss it this time. No, I'm sorry, I missed it again.
You brought this on yourself, Hud.
Hud just sighs and he lights a cigarette. he sort of, not unkindly, but quite firmly, grabs Richie by the scruff of the neck and just starts sort of like frog marching him back towards the ship.
Well, I'm not a fan of cigarette smoke. It's not my favourite thing. This goes up into the distance.
My allergies!
What are the rest of you doing?
I'm just being thankful that Richie's gone.
It's this huge weight off my shoulders.
On the way out, I'd like to message Phineas again and just say, I've got a frog in my throat. Hold on.
That's a weird message to send.
That's how it starts. I've got a frog in my throat. Hold on. Cough, cough. Asterisk, cough, asterisk. Asterisk, cough, asterisk. And then, listen, mate, do you have any information about the Elori being in this area, or what's happened to them because they're not here? Space, space, space. 5-8-0-0-8 space, space. Turn this upside down.